We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Last night, watching the Lakers-Nuggets game, game two for them, it reminded me of game one of the NBA Finals that year. And with mere seconds on the board, the Cavs had a chance to steal one from Golden State. And that series was over in short order. I think if the Cavs win that series...
No, I definitely remember it.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was at.
It was the LeBron hands out, J.R. Smith trying not to look him in the eyes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That one. Well...
I made the gesture
and it was actually
Nick. Perfect.
Like, yeah, the LeBron, like, what are you doing? Look. And... like, everybody felt like if you ended up actually winning that game when JR did what JR did, we love JR. We're not trying to relitigate
big
for
JR
Swish.
Smith fans. He's a champion.
But, like, if you win that game, that series might go differently. I'm not saying you win because, again, it was LeBron and the Bronettes. But, like, you win that game, steal home court advantage. It puts all the pressure on Golden State, a team that was, with Kevin Durant, they didn't have the same Teflon mindset that they did without him. In some weird way, Kevin disrupted it. While he made them better, he disrupted the perfect offense the NBA's ever seen when it was just Draymond, Steph, and Klay. So he disrupted that, even though, again, he was worth it when he turned into an ISO bot damn near all the time. And then you could tell it wasn't a perfect fit in the locker room because KD is KD and Draymond and him had some traction there. So that game, to me, if the Cavs win that, I don't know they win the series, but damn, I think it might have ended up being one of the best series of all time.
I totally agree with that. And obviously when LeBron, after the game, breaks his hand, I mean, it's over at that point. And still, they had sort of a chance to get back in the series, but not with LeBron banged up like that. And it was devastating.
And they knew.
Oh, yeah.
They knew it was over. Kind of felt that way watching last night's debacle with the Lakers blowing a 20-point lead and giving back home court advantage, which would have been gained if you beat Denver, because then you're obviously going to LA for game three. Like, we can talk about whether the same thing, like, that was literally the moment where I thought, oh my God, I think LeBron's leaving. I'd started to feel that way because of the trade of Kyrie Irving, because they had to rebuild the team at the deadline, and let's just say their attempts to rebuild were not great. Like, that deal soured like 3 months into the NBA season. Isaiah Thomas wasn't who he was. Jay Crowder was not the same guy here next to LeBron. You knew you were going to get a top 10 pick with the Boston pick, but you didn't know, like, whether it's going to be the 1 pick or the 10 pick or whatever. And then the Cavs refused to trade that. Those all were things that led in my mind thinking LeBron is gone. But then when you lost that game, it was like, if you had won the series, he would have stayed. I really believe that. Maybe just for another year, but I think LeBron would have stayed another year or two if you had won that 2018 finals. And that all is what hinges on game one. I felt damn near the exact same way last night. And this time, the indelible image is LeBron looking like a corpse laying on the ground. Like, he's not reacting. He was so exhausted.
He went full Manziel at Buffalo.
Yes. And he just was laying on the ground, just emotionless, just, you could tell, just drained because of that loss. That's what last night's Lakers collapse reminded me of. I don't know it'll lead to the same thing, but watching you go, what is it, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, that's what the Lakers did last night.
Yeah, I still think they've got a little bit of a chance because of who they have on their team. But you're not going to get a better night from AD. You're certainly not going to get a better night from D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Those guys were absolutely on fire, and they got themselves a 20-point lead and blow it.
Well, and
good.
No.
I don't know how you recover from that. I know you're going home, but still.
Well, and I think the Davis thing is the best. I think that is, it was what, 32 points, 11 rebounds, a block. Two assists, like he was everywhere.
He couldn't miss to start the game, man.
He was
8 for 9.
And when you lose that kind of game, so the reason why I hearken back to game one of 2018 is the Cavs knew they missed their opportunity to take that series or make it a series. I think the Lakers walked off that court last night, and I think you saw it on their faces. They might be able to extend this thing. They might be able to take it to 7 games because they actually are a worthy adversary of Denver because you have LeBron. LeBron's playing pretty darn well, by the way, even if he's not vintage LeBron, and AD is playing out of his mind against Jokic. I think they knew walking off the court that was their way. And it's tough for me to see, like, the organization seems pretty reticent to, like, build around and, like, give up future assets and, like, do the things necessary. Like, it almost feels like there's a standoff going on. LeBron wants to use his considerable weight to get that team as competitive as it can get every year. And the Lakers, I think, have finally drawn a line in the sand and said, we've given you everything. We've rebuilt this roster about 3 times in 3 years. It's on you. And I think that sets this summer up to be really interesting. Because it almost felt like, at this deadline, it felt like the Lakers were calling LeBron's bluff. And if I'm LeBron, I use that second game to say, you didn't give me enough, give me more, or I'll consider leaving. It's totally different than Cleveland. Because LeBron came back to fulfill the promise. There was still always the, I don't want to say, a bad relationship with Dan. It was always a detente. It was always a relationship you weren't sure about who really felt what way about the other person. I think LeBron wants to live in LA. I think that's a huge feather in the cap of the Lakers. But man, if I'm LeBron, yeah, they've given you AD. They just have not consistently put the kind of players around that can turn you into a top 4 seed consistently. And what that's meant you have to do and what AD has to do is double the heavy lifting because you're constantly playing from behind. You're constantly having to go on the road because you're constantly a 6, 7, or 8 seed. That's what I felt like came to a head last night. Everything that's been brewing in LA for the last year and a half. I don't know if that's heavy-handed. I don't know if that's melodramatic. Like, that's the weight that I felt watching that thing go down the way it went down last night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You may be right about that, Nick. I don't know exactly how this summer is going to go. Certainly this series as well, because the Lakers could easily come back 2-2. Easily. The Nuggets didn't play that well last night. And again, they've got really good players. You know, AD and LeBron, if they decide that they're going to turn it on, they can still make a bit of a run here. And also, like, if you're talking about LeBron, where he's going to go, like, how much does the Bronny James thing factor in?
I don't know. That's the wild card. 2 years ago, I think we were all certain that Bronny would dictate where LeBron goes.
Yeah.
One, I don't know teams. But listen, I still think any team would line up and move heaven and earth to get LeBron. And I mean any team in the NBA. And the reason being is it's not just because of his ability to win with you. It's because of the box office. If you put LeBron anywhere, if you put LeBron with the Knicks, if you put LeBron anywhere, he is going business-wise, he will pay for himself, even if he's a pain in the ass and he forces you to tear the team apart and does the same thing he did in LA that he did in Cleveland that people like to complain about, the Le GM thing. I think LeBron, it pays for himself 10 times over just from the business side of things. So I do think any team would line up for that. I also don't think they would be as outwardly excited about it. Like if LeBron said, even in 2018, hey, I'm considering coming to your, they would do the Gandolfini video again. They would do
all. And by the way, I watched that for the first time last night.
It was
pretty freaking awesome.
I will say.
It was so cheesy, kudos. But so good.
It was like right on there. If you guys haven't seen that, I think it was
Pablo Torre's podcast
put it out there. But like, I think 5 years ago, 6 years ago, people would have lined up publicly to try and get LeBron there. I don't know it happens the same way now. I think his age has complicated things. I think the fact that he's not the guy that he was even 4 years ago complicates things. He's still really freaking good. He's not dictating games the way he did 4 years ago, which, by the way, he shouldn't. He's 39. But I think that I do think inevitably this thing should go 6 or 7, and LA should still have a chance at it. I still think there's a really good chance we're looking back at Game 2, and that maybe they, even in their heart of hearts, know that's the moment the series got away from us. And I think a first-round exit for LeBron, given everything the Lakers had to do to get to the play-in, to be the 7th seed, for the right to face Denver. Again, I'm not making predictions here. I just think it puts them and him in a really precarious situation, much like he was in 2018. I don't think he's as willing to leave now as he was in 2018, because LA might be a little harder to leave than Cleveland when you've already left Cleveland before. But I could see him saying, I came here to win championships. You're not putting me in a position to win championship. And LeBron and AD together, great. It's like the roster still as jankily built as the 2018 Cavs. Like, granted, he didn't have an AD here. God bless Kevin Love. He didn't have an AD, a guy that could take over the game the way that AD does, offensively and defensively. But, man, he doesn't have a JR there. Like, Reeves is okay, but, like, you kind of saw when he's not hitting his threes, he really shouldn't be out there playing 33 minutes in the playoffs. You know, like, I'll be honest, I actually think the biggest mistake they made was blowing up the team that made the run last year. Guys like Jared Vanderbilt, who I think still plays there, but all the guys that they had around them, I think that was the biggest mistake they made.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.